Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Friday afternoon. Everybody's in a real good mood around here today. Weekend weather's going to be fantastic. Austin all over that. He'll be in a couple of minutes with the weather and traffic update for us. But right now, three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Pensacola Beach Associates President Rhonda Dorfman confirmed they are beginning the process of exploring incorporating Pensacola Beach and becoming a self-governing body just like a city. On November 5th, PBA will meet to discuss what residents can expect from incorporation and just how much it's going to cost.
Number two.
And Florida's minimum wage going up Tuesday, increasing to $14 for non-tipped workers and $10.98 for tipped staff. Voters approved Amendment 2 back in 2020, raising the wage by $1 each year until it reaches $15 an hour next year. Local business owners say along with the wage hike, consumers should expect to brace for higher prices.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates on Thursday filed a bill that seeks to crack down on truck drivers who are undocumented immigrants. Senate Bill 86 would require law enforcement officers to take into custody truck drivers who are illegal immigrants. It would also impound trucks who are taken into custody and levies a $50,000 fine on the vehicle's owners. Look at this. 515. Sliding by here, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, as I mentioned to you a second ago, with the traffic and weather.
Yeah, you're no fibber. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see what we got here. Not much. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. Maybe we got some issues on 9 Mile Road, just a tad, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. But outside of that, I got nothing. As for your weather, sitting at around 79, 80 degrees-ish. Going to be a low of 69 tonight. Rainfall chances are currently lingering, but once we get later into this evening, they should be gone. And then as for Saturday and Sunday, both days are looking like sunny, mostly clear.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Bye-bye. To rain shorts.
Yeah, bye, rainfall. Yeah. Get out of here.
Weather conditions have improved so much, setting up a sunny and warm weekend, just as Austin was telling you. The perfect formula for a great beach experience. Pensacola Beach Safety Chief Dave Greenwood.
Crowd levels are winding down, and so are the lifeguard staffing, but we're well-staffed on the weekends. Saturdays and Sundays, we've got all the Gulf front beaches open, I'm happy to say.
All right, look for green flags as the Gulf's going to be laid down for the next couple of days.
And developers of the Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel are in talks with Pensacola officials about a new project at Community Maritime Park, which would reportedly feature entertainment, shopping, and residential spaces. According to the Pensacola News Journal, developers are hoping to attract grocery stores like Trader Joe's, along with upscale restaurants and unique entertainment options, including a premium movie theater. The current plan includes a 7-floor complex with 190,000 square feet of retail space, 119 residential units, and a 1,300-space parking garage.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a federal appeals court this week agreed to speed up the legal battle over alligator Alcatraz in the Everglades. State officials say a ruling will not come until early next year. While legalities all play out, one thing for certain, the facility remains open and operational.
All righty, so that's good. And also, Florida's Attorney General accusing Orange Osceola State Attorney Monique Worrell of negligence for failing to prosecute child sex predators. AG James Uthmeyer alleging that Worrell is too soft on crime. The governor suspended her in 2023 for discouraging assisting state attorneys from seeking mandatory sentences for guns and drug offenses. Orlando voters reelected her in 2024, though. It's not clear what action will be taken.
Afternoon, everybody. 518 News Radio 92.3. Florida officials announcing a historic agreement with ICE. More funding for the 287G program, which, by the way, allows ICE to work with state and local law enforcement to remove illegal immigrants. Here's Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are not going to tolerate any of this that you see in some of these other jurisdictions. And so just be forewarned, if you want to take a pot shot at an ICE agent or any law enforcement, you are going to have severe consequences.
All right. And also, speaking of ICE and stuff, a multi-agency illegal immigration sweep in Brevard County netted huge results in just 4 days. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins says the message is loud and clear. Illegals coming to Florida cannot mess around, or they will find out as the state is firing its crackdown on all cylinders. More arrests are expected as the operation continues, with border and FHP patrols working alongside ICE and local law enforcement.
Listen, something went terribly wrong in Central Florida Thursday morning. A mother is accused of trying trying to drown herself along with her three young children after an alleged argument about child care. Fox 13, Tampa Bay's Evan Axelbank has the details.
An Instagram live stream shows Shanice walking with her kids to a community pool. Just after that, court documents say she used a rope to tie herself to the children, who are aged 3, 2, and 8 months, and jumped into the deep end of the pool. Family members who arrived by car jumped the fences and pulled the four people out, saving all of them. She was arrested by deputies and appeared on Thursday afternoon at a child custody hearing from her jail cell. Their father, Theo Williams, tried to get custody, saying he was not involved in what happened. But attorneys for the children argued he had known about her mental health issues and never tried to stop them from being around her.
And lastly here, Broward County Public School students and staff wearing white today for a wholesome reason. It's to honor Peace Across Broward Day. As Choose Peace and Stop Violence Week comes to a close, school board member Sarah Leonardi says that she believes every leader, not only elected ones, but also teachers and parents, have an obligation to calm the climate and learn to respectfully disagree. Broward Schools has been observing Choose Peace Week and Peace Across Broward Day since 2010. Knocking on the door at 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
And I'm on the stage cooking and smoking.
This week it's Brandon Giles coming to the Gulfside Pavilion. He's a self-taught pianist by the age of 12, and he would describe it as Little Richard meets Kid Rock on steroids. You get it all at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. There were no big surprises in the latest readings on the inflation. Good news coming out of New York here. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
Inflation numbers for August are mixed. The numbers aren't showing much improvement, but any increases remained modest. The PCE price index for August rose 0.3%, up slightly from July. Though excluding food and energy, core PCE declined to a 0.2% increase. For the year ending in August, it nudged up to 2.7%, though core PCE for the year remained at 2.9%. The Federal Reserve looks at inflation and the job market as it decides whether to lower interest rates. Americans made more last month. Incomes rose 0.4%, and they were spending more. It increased 0.6%. Ginny Cosoda, Fox News.
All right, though. Well, you know, PCE looking good there. Stocks ending up okay, breaking a three-day losing streak, so we'll take that. And Hillary Barsky is in with those numbers.
The major averages snapping a three-session losing streak and ending higher after the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, came in line with expectations, leaving an opening for a possible interest rate cut next month by the Fed. The PCE index rose 0.3% in August. The Fed gives more weight to the so-called core price index. That excludes food and gas. It rose to a somewhat slower 0.2% on a monthly basis, while it was unchanged at 2.9% annually. The Dow winners: Goldman Sachs, Boeing, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners: Apple, Chevron, and Cisco. The Dow up 300 points. The Nasdaq higher by 99. S&P 500 up 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. Oh, getting excited. FSU is coming on in just a few minutes here. About 35 minutes or so.
Yeah.
FSU football. And he's looking at the traffic and weather this afternoon for us. Austin?
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP. That's 877-M-A-D-D-H-E-L-P. Or visit MAD.org. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Hasn't been too much going on last time or two that I've checked. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. But those are your worst-looking spots right now, and neither of them should be a surprise if you're used to taking those routes this time every afternoon. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear, heading into your Saturday and Sunday, so these rainfall chances that have been giving us problems for the last day or so should not do so for much longer.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, yeah.
Speaking of weather.
Take care.
And don't come back. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center saying Invest 94L. Yeah, we're still calling it that this afternoon. Of course, that is a disturbance moving through the Caribbean. Will now become Tropical Storm Imelda this weekend. Forget what I just said there, because they have updated that this morning. This is what the forecast was, projecting it. Well, we're going to probably change it over this weekend sometimes. Probably going to happen this afternoon sometime. And if it, well, let me just put it like this. It will have potential impacts along the East Coast. If the storm, as it's tracking right now, kind of wavers to the west, a little bit there, Jacksonville may get a fringe of that. So we'll keep you posted on that. But for now, it's going to be a landfall event, probably around Charleston, South Carolina, as a very weak Cat 1, around 75 miles per hour or something like that. And also, we're talking about Hurricane Umberto. The track of this storm is really uncertain and remains tied to the future of Imelda. It's going to get crazy. We're following it. Hurricane Hunter flights in the air as we speak right now. Gulf of America will remain calm for the next 7 days.
All righty. And a convicted cop killer and black revolutionary who lived in political exile in Cuba for decades is dead at 78. Black Liberation Army member Asanta Shakur, the godmother of Tupac Shakur, was convicted of killing a New Jersey state trooper during a shootout in 1973. She was serving a life sentence in New Jersey and escaped from the prison in 79 before being granted political asylum in Cuba by Fidel Castro. The Cuban Foreign Ministry said she died of health ailments and her advanced age.
I have not heard of Fidel's name been mentioned in so long.
You're like, what year is this?
What are we talking about? Fidel Castro. Pass me one of those Cuban cigars. I don't smoke, so you can have it.
Yeah, it's going to reek in here.
Hey,
if
listen,
you do.
I want to kind of up the list here. If you don't mind, we're going to rack 3191 on this story. I got to get it in. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted on charges of lying to Congress about his handling of the FBI probe into the Trump's campaign contacts with Russia. We all know that one. David Spunt, following this story for us.
This all happened rather quickly. This was actually presented to the grand jury yesterday. They debated for a few hours, then came back with this indictment. Count one, false statements within the jurisdiction of the legislative branch of the United States. That means essentially lying to Congress. Count two, obstruction of a congressional proceeding. The indictment is only two pages. It points to testimony before Congress in 2020. But before that, we have to go back to May 2017 when Comey testified before the Senate and denied leaking information or allowing others to leak information on his behalf as an anonymous source.
Okay, no, so we're talking about James Comey here, okay?
Right.
And he goes to this. But get this. This is the interesting thing about this story and how we're kind of wrapping it together for you. Moments before Comey was indicted, his son-in-law resigned from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Eastern Virginia.
Bizarre.
Is there a connection here? Jessica Rosenthal, let us know about it.
Former FBI Director James Comey's son-in-law, Troy Edwards, was deputy chief of the National Security Section in the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia, a prestigious role within the jurisdiction that covers the Pentagon and CIA. Prosecutors in this office often oversee some of the most high-profile espionage cases. He wrote in a letter addressed to Lindsey Halligan, the new acting U.S. attorney for this region, that in order to uphold his oath to the Constitution and country, he hereby resigns as an assistant U.S. attorney, effective immediately. This past summer, the Justice Department fired Comey's daughter, Maureen, who worked as a prosecutor in the Southern District of New York. She is suing to get her job back. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, amberjack fishing in Fed waters of the Gulf will close tomorrow.
Aww.
And won't reopen, get this, in 1 year, September 1st, 2026. According to NOAA, the 24-25 recreational catch limit for amberjack was 478,000 pounds. More than the annual limit. There's your reason why. Got sports coming up in five. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Former FBI Director James Comey facing federal charges for allegedly lying to Congress about leaking to the media. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn tells Fox Comey leaked information that made it appear the president colluded with Russia during his 2016 campaign.
Clearly, Director Comey went off the rails because of his antipathy, his hatred, really, for Donald Trump.
President Trump fired a prosecutor who refused to charge Comey because of a reported lack of evidence. Florida officials announcing an agreement with ICE. Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is stepping up on deportations as the Trump administration keeps its promises.
The difference between where we're dealing with in 2025 compared to 21, 22, 23, 24, I mean, it couldn't be more stark.
The state removed over 350 illegal migrants during a four-day operation. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Marvin Harrison Jr. couldn't catch a ball and it got intercepted. Clearly, the talented wide receiver coming out of Ohio State is having a hard time mentally transitioning to the NFL. But later in the game, Marvin scored a touchdown and let out a huge sigh of relief, and then another huge catch late against Seattle. It was a horrible start, but a good finish, and hopefully this is the start of his career turning around. I'm Zach Gelb.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Tomorrow night, live on NBC and Peacock, the Oregon Ducks
spectacular
take on the Penn State Nittany Lions
with a massive play.
It's the Whiteout in Happy Valley under the lights in prime time.
This house is rocking.
Don't miss Big Ten Saturday night, tomorrow, 7 Eastern, live on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as In Weekly's Best of the Coast, Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA Chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Seems like there's more identity theft in the news every day.
Another major healthcare breach was reported today, resulting in the exposure of
several consumers have been a victim of identity.
That's because there are endless places that could accidentally expose you to identity theft in a breach or simply by mistake. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Pensacola Beach Advocates President Rhonda Dorfman confirmed that they are beginning the process of exploring incorporating Pensacola Beach and becoming a self-governing body like a city. On November 5th, PBA will meet to discuss what residents can expect from incorporation and how much it would cost.
Number two.
Florida's minimum wage going up on Tuesday, increasing to $14 for non-tipped workers, $10.98 for tipped staff. Voters approved amendment number two back in 2020, raising the wage by a dollar each year until it reaches $15 an hour in 2026. Local business owners say along with the wage hike, consumers, well, get ready to see higher prices on the shelves.
Number three.
And Senator Don Gates on Thursday filed a bill that seeks to crack down on truck drivers who are undocumented immigrants. Senate Bill 86 would require law enforcement officers to take into custody truck drivers who are illegal immigrants. It would also impound trucks that are taken into custody and levies a $50,000 fine on the vehicle's owners.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Scandia High School, a finalist in T-Mobile's Friday Night 5G Lights Contest. Now listen, if they win, the school's going to get $1 million football field upgrade. Pretty good deal here, Principal Dr. Dana Boddy.
Our students deserve it, so it's exciting to see that they have an opportunity to work hard and hopefully bring in the whole community to help us win this next step.
Okay, if you want to help them out, here's what you need. A valid email address, and you can vote once per day. We, and when I say we, News Radio 92.3, we have a link online at the website and on our Facebook page, so you can help them out, and maybe they'll have that $1 million football field.
All righty. And a proposed 96-lot RV park near Garson Point in Santa Rosa County has drawn strong opposition from local residents who fear it will disrupt their rural community. Neighbors expressed safety concerns about narrow roads and potential evacuation issues during emergencies. While the project must still pass through several regulatory hurdles, Commissioner Kerry Smith said he's got some ideas on how to approach the situation, but he's not sure what they can do to stop the project since it's already been approved.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
a last-second field goal for the Seahawks. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Week 4 of the NFL season kicked off in Glendale, Arizona last night. Wild ending between the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Seattle was in front 20-6 with under 6 minutes to play. The Cardinals then scored 2 touchdowns. Kyler Murray connected with Marvin Harrison Jr. and then with Amari DiMercato with 33 seconds left. The extra point tied the score 20 apiece. But on the next kickoff, Arizona failed to get the ball into the landing zone, and so the Seahawks started at their own 40-yard line. A few plays later, Jason Myers came on and kicked a game-winning 52-yard field goal as time expired. Seahawks 23, Cardinals 20. 8 straight wins for Seattle against Arizona. The Seahawks improved their record this season to 3-1. Cardinals 2-2. Sam Darnold threw for 242 yards and 1 touchdown for Seattle. Kyler Murray had a couple of TD passes for Arizona, but also was intercepted twice. Golf, the Ryder Cup, the biennial international competition between the United States and Europe, underway this morning. 4 foursome matches, and then this afternoon, 4 best ball matches at Bethpage Black in New York on Long Island. This morning's matchups, alternate shot play, Americans Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau versus Jon Rahm and Tyrell Hatton. Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley against Matt Fitzpatrick and Ludwig Aubert. Colin Morikawa and Harris English against Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay against Victor Hovland and Robert McIntyre. Baseball, we're up to the final weekend of the regular season. The Dodgers clinched the NL West title Thursday for the 4th year in a row. The Mets, 1 game ahead of the Reds and 2 better than the Diamondbacks for the final NL wild card. The Tigers ended an 8-game losing streak with a 4-2 win over Cleveland, which has the same record as Detroit but sits atop the AL Central. The Yankees beat the White Sox and remained in a first-place tie with the Blue Jays. Toronto beat Boston. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And here's some wholesome sports news for you. San Francisco 49er and former Iowa State University quarterback Brock Purdy delivered meals to Central Iowa farmers. The pro quarterback teamed up with John Deere to take home cooked meals out into the fields near Polk City. Many farmers work 12 to 20-hour days and can put off their meals. Purdy did not grow up on a farm, but his wife is an Iowan who comes from a family of farmers in the northeastern Iowa town of Sumner.
Okay, let me give you some scores. We'll start with NFL on Thursday night. If you don't mind, Seattle over Arizona, 23-20. High school results, Panama City Bay all over Pensacola High School, 47-28. And here's your lineup for tonight. Milton at Panama City, Mosley, Pensacola Catholic at Freeport, Crestview at Pace. The ESPN Pensacola game of the week, Tate, Navarre, kickoff 7:30. On 99.1 or 1330 AM, Booker T. Washington at Escambia, Niceville, Gulf Breeze, Flemington at Jay, Rocky Bayou Christian at Central, and the bye week teams, Pine Forest, West Florida, Northview. And you're part of that broadcast tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Halftime guy. Also, do want to let you know that if you ever listen to Pensacola right now in the 6 o'clock hour and you just think, man, that's just when Austin and Chris are at their hottest.
Just cranking.
Yeah, that's when we're just firing on all cylinders.
Breaking all the rules.
We hate to inform you that tonight we're not going to have a 6 o'clock hour. That's because News Radio 92.3 is your home for Florida State Seminoles football. And though it's rare, it does happen. Florida State playing on a Friday night. They kick off in just under 20 minutes at Virginia. Want to let you know, lastly here, the WNBA semifinals continue tonight. The Indiana Fever hosting the Las Vegas Aces for game 3 at 6:30. So that game tipping off in just under an hour. That series tied 1-1. Later, the Phoenix Mercury welcoming the Minnesota Lynx for game 3 of their series at 8:30. Phoenix and Minnesota also tied at 1 game apiece.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, another food product may be contaminated with deadly listeria. Carmen Roberts has the details.
Federal health officials are warning consumers not to eat certain heat and eat beef meatball pasta meals sold at Walmart stores because they may be contaminated with listeria bacteria linked to a deadly outbreak this summer. The Agriculture Department issued a public health alert for the meals, market side linguine with beef meatballs and marinara sauce, sold nationwide in refrigerated 12-ounce clear plastic trays with Best Buy dates of September 22nd through October 1st. This is not a recall, but the product distributor advised Walmart to pull the meals from store shelves. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And a new weight loss study shows a certain gene may indicate how well a person does with weight loss using a GLP-1 medication. The Cleveland Clinic research shows that everyone has this certain gene, but the variation of it could result in a greater weight loss. Lead researcher Dr. Daniel Rotruff suggests using the study and other factors to tailor weight loss intervention to make sure treatment people receive is most likely to work for
543,
them.
543, News Radio 92.3, new COVID strain on the loose, and if you have a cough that will not quit, you might want to look into it. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
The XFG variant, a.k.a. Stratus, was first detected in Southeast Asia in the beginning of the year. Now it's in more than three dozen countries and has been found in several states, including New York, North Dakota, Michigan, and Vermont. Medical officials at Stony Brook University in New York say it's associated with a fever over 103 degrees, brain fog, shortness of breath, body aches, loss of appetite, and a dry, persistent cough. Stony Brook medical officials also say the Stratus strains mutated in a way that makes it easier to attack the immune system compared to the previous Nimbus strain, which was described as causing severe razor blade sore throat symptoms. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, survey finds more children are trading outside time for video games. This isn't anything new, is it, Austin?
No, it's not.
Okay, Lisa Brady has an explanation on News Radio 92.3.
This is House Call for Health. Social media and screen time in general for kids remain a growing concern in terms of health risks, even compared to smoking, by one British counter-terror official. Now, a survey finds 15 to 17-year-old boys play video games 34 hours a week, more time than some spend in school. And that's only the known game time in a survey of parents by a gambling addiction charity published by Mumsnet. The average time kids spend gaming is increased by more than 3 hours per week in just 1 year. And in the UK, a report finds the amount of time children spend outside has declined by about 50% in a generation. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price making his way in with the traffic and weather.
Yeah, hopefully there shouldn't be much bothering you. I'm looking at the map here for our roads. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but hopefully that'll die down over the next 20 to 30 minutes. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, 80 degrees, it's looking pretty good out there, but we do have some slight rainfall chances that are lingering for now. Once we get late into your evening, they will dissipate, and Saturday and Sunday are going to be sunny, mostly clear days, highs of just under 90 degrees.
Okay, nice forecast here. You framed it very nicely. Beautiful weekend coming up. Might be a different story for the rest of the country. Wet weather for the Southwest and Southeast, while warmer temps hang around for many Americans. Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A fairly quiet Friday in store for much of the country. We do have the potential for showers and thunderstorms along the eastern Gulf Coast states and the southeast, courtesy of a stationary front. The Southwest in store for wet weather and the risk of flooding the next few days. And it may be the first official weekend of fall, but summertime temperatures are hanging on for much of the U.S. In the tropics, a potential tropical storm could develop over the weekend named Imelda, something the southeast will need to monitor closely. Fox Weather has the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, residents in Los Angeles County say they're having a real hard time getting permits to rebuild their houses. These are residents who lived in Pacific Palisades.
Yeah.
They were just wiped out. And remember, we had Jerry Blank in after the fires in January, who was a Pensacola resident, famous karate expert. Had a dojo out there in the Palisades, also lived out there, and they are having a rough time just getting permits. Max Gordon all over this story in California.
The Palisades and Eaton fires burned areas governed by both the city of LA and LA County. In the city of Los Angeles, there have been 1,581 permit applications with 629 permits issued. In LA County, as of this morning, there have been 1,997 rebuild applications received with 425 building permits issued with an average of 75 business days to permit issuance. That's over 3 months. We talked to Richard Wilkin, a 78-year-old lifelong Palisades resident and architect who lost his home in the Palisades fire. He put off his retirement to design plans for himself and nine of his neighbors who also lost homes.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. More than a dozen pages on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website related to sexual and gender identity, health equity, and other topics have been taken down. The agency was instructed by the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the agency, to remove certain web pages by the end of day September 19th. Tech consultancy Accenture is announcing plans to lay off staff who aren't able to train on artificial intelligence amid a broader restructuring strategy. Accenture's CEO saying yesterday that as advanced AI becomes a part of everyday operations, it expects employees to retrain and retool at scale. On Wall Street, stocks were higher during the final trading session of the week, with the Dow gaining 300 points, the S&P 500 added 38, and the Nasdaq grew by nearly 100. Crude oil futures for November are above $65 a barrel. That's your money now.
I think I want to do this real quick just before we get out of here. I wanted to leave you with the latest information from the National Hurricane Center, and we're talking about Invest 94L. It's the disturbance moving across the Caribbean right now. It will become Tropical Storm Imelda sometime this afternoon or early evening. So we're waiting on that to happen. Potential impacts, yes, along the U.S. East Coast, Monday, Tuesday, something like that. They're pinpointing Charleston, South Carolina right now for the spaghetti models. But if that storm tracks a little bit to the west, the fringe is going to catch Jacksonville on that side. We'll keep you posted on that. But for now, we're also talking about Hurricane Umberto's exact track. Uncertain and remains tied to the future of Imelda. Hurricane Hunter flights in the air as we speak right now, monitoring the systems. The Gulf of America remaining calm for the next 7 days. Boy, Pennsylvania Supreme Court active, ruling in favor of athletes who play in Pittsburgh. John Saucier has more.
The so-called jock tax adds an extra 3% tax on income earned by visiting athletes and performers playing at publicly funded stadiums in the Steel City, discriminates against non-residents, according to the court. The city had argued that residents who play or perform already pay an extra 1% on income and 2% for a school tax, so it's basically the same for visitors. The state Supreme Court disagreed. It was a unanimous decision. All seven justices agreed, although their reasons for disagreement with the tax for visitors were different. John Saucier, Fox News.
And over a million countertop ovens being recalled following reports of injuries. According to a Consumer Product Safety Commission announcement, Sunbeam Products Incorporated has issued a recall of Auster French door countertop ovens due to a potential burn hazard. The ovens were sold nationwide from August 2015 to July 2025 at Bed Bath & Beyond, Costco, and Walmart stores, as well as on Amazon.com and Overstock.com.
We just checked on this about 30 seconds ago. No decision on the government shutdown. As a matter of Congress, of course, nearing that government funding deadline. Ryan Schmeltz in Washington has the details.
Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria says the Senate should bypass the 60-vote threshold needed to break the filibuster on a Republican plan to keep the government open.
Why should Chuck Schumer determine and negotiate what happens to the American people when we have the majority?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants certain health care provisions attached to the package to get votes from Democrats. Republicans argue those issues should be dealt with separately. The government funding deadline is September 30th. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, yeah, deadline's Tuesday. We were making sure we got that one confirmed. House panel voting to closely watch President Trump's TikTok deal with China. Now, what a difference a year makes in this one. I mean, a year ago, we were talking about the evils of TikTok.
Right.
Don't know. Here's Ryan Schmelz.
Congressman and chairman of the House Select Committee on China, John Molinar, says TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is a bad actor and he'll be conducting full oversight of the deal. President Trump signed an executive order allowing TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. in a way that meets national security standards. The Michigan Republican also says he's requesting an urgent briefing with the administration. Advocates say losing TikTok could have serious economic consequences, but national security experts believe the app's ties to the Chinese Communist Party are a major national security concern. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll give you one final stretch of some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, but also one last look at your roads and weather for tonight and this week as we get ready for Florida State at Virginia right here on News Radio 92.3.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Peter Cetera, Chicago, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and Austin has been extremely busy today with that traffic and weather. What's going on now?
Well, luckily, nothing much. At our last check, we did have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. That is still there, but I think it's slowly but surely breaking up. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up, so thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as you continue home for this weekend. As for your weather, 80 degrees right now, low of 69 tonight. These rainfall chances that are ever so slightly lingering are going to completely dissipate as we get later into your Friday evening. And come Saturday and Sunday, going to be sunny, mostly clear, with highs just under 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
556 News Radio 92.3. Paul McCartney's playing in Santa Barbara, but do not bring your phone. You will not get in. Here's Michelle Polino.
Paul McCartney is warming up for his Got Back tour with a special one-night-only show in Santa Barbara. The Beatle will play the 4,500-seat Santa Barbara Bowl just 3 days before his tour officially kicks off in Palm Desert. It's a rare chance to see McCartney in an intimate setting since he spent decades playing stadiums and arenas, but the show will be phone-free, with fans required to lock devices in yonder pouches. McCartney's Got Back Tour runs through North America with stops in Las Vegas, Minneapolis, and Chicago. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I wonder how many bootleg phones will be on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know. Sneak your phone in.
I don't know if that's practical, personally, just as far as, like, I mean, you really think everyone's going to be like, oh, okay, cool, here's my phone.
No.
I'm phoneless.
No.
No way that happens.
Not at all.
And Jessica,
I wish I were at the concert, though.
Oh, for sure. And Jessica Sanchez has been named the winner of America's Got Talent. The season 20 winner earned the $1 million prize on Wednesday after competing on the show a second time. She first competed as a 10-year-old nearly 2 decades ago. She's 9 months pregnant and delivered a standout performance of Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars in the finale. Rapper Chris Turner was the runner-up.
I can't believe this. Skateboard fetches more than $1 million on the auction block. It's got to be Tony Hawk's, right?
Yes.
Well, it is. Here's Chris D'Amia.
The skateboard used by professional skateboarder Tony Hawk was the first ever used to land a 2.5-turn trick at the 1999 San Francisco X Games. It's a maneuver few skateboarders dare to try. After numerous failed attempts, Hawk successfully flipped twice through the air and nailed the landing. The Birdhouse Falcon 2 skateboard sold for a record-breaking $1.1 million on Julian's auctions. A portion of the proceeds will benefit Hawk's nonprofit foundation, which helps build skate parks. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And PlayStation says it will release its new Wolverine video game next fall. On Wednesday, the game brand dropped its first trailer for Marvel's Wolverine, which shows the mutant superhero in bloody combat with a series of villains. It's set for a launch in the fall of 2026.
Okay, Tim Allen says Eric Kirk's memorial speech inspired him to forgive his father's killer. This is an interesting story. Michelle Polino returns and has more.
Tim Allen says Erica Kirk's memorial speech for her late husband, Charlie Kirk, deeply affected him. On Thursday, he posted on X that he was struck by her decision to publicly forgive Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old accused of killing the Turning Point USA founder. Allen wrote, "When Erica Kirk spoke the words on the man who killed her husband, that man, that young man, I forgive him. That moment deeply affected me." He continued, "I've struggled for over 60 years to forgive the man who killed my dad. I will say those words now as I type, I forgive the man who killed my father. Peace be with you all." Allen's father died in 1964 when a drunk driver crashed into his vehicle. The actor was 11 years old at the time. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Portions of the Grand Canyon's North Rim opening up soon after a devastating wildfire event in July. CJ Papa has more.
If you're planning a visit, be prepared. The message from the Park Service says carry your own food and water and supplies, since the North Rim has no power, running water, or cell service. Daytime access will begin October 1st to locations including Port Imperial, the park's highest overlook, at the eastern end of the Grand Canyon, and the Cape Royal Overlook, the Park Service said. Grand Canyon officials say much of the North Rim, including popular trails, will be closed for the foreseeable future. The issue, safety concerns and recovery efforts from a lightning-sparked wildfire that burned across more than 227 square miles in early July. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.